How are the big tech companies taking the arrival of ChatGPT? Find out. Welcome to this week's roundup on what's happening in fashion and technology powered by 360 Fashion Network. This is the 360 Fashion Network Daily Digest. Here are 10 headlines you need to know. My name is Anina Net, and I'm going to be bringing you the news roundup. Before we start, if you want to receive this news roundup regularly, then hit that like button and smash that follow, as we will be bringing you this news every week to keep you in the know of the top stories we think are important. Alright, first up, the arms race among global tech giants has intensified since ChatGPT took the internet by storm after its launch in November 2022. Microsoft, which owns a stake in the OpenAI startup behind ChatGPT, showed off how the technology will supplement its Bing search engine. Not to be outdone, search giant Google quickly showed a novel service called Bard that would incorporate similar AI features. In China, regulators are warning investors against the frenzy. At least three companies have received inquiries from local stock exchanges after shares rose more than 30% over three straight sessions. That has prompted CloudWalk, a face recognition technology developer, to clarify that it hasn't generated any revenue from ChatGPT products and that it wasn't involved in any collaboration with OpenAI. News source: The National News. Fashionable fractured foot has never looked this good. MSCHF drops AC1 as an orthopedic shoe design complete with straps, soft materials, and holes resembling ankle casts intended for painless and bearable long walks. The flexible mold supports the feet well, and MSCHF's patented WalcomFi technology means sneaker aficionados can expect some comfortable strolling. A dual airbag ankle support system refrains the strain, and since it is water resistant, wearers can just bring the orthopedic boots in the shower. News source: Design Boom. A 9-person New York jury sided with Hermès in the trial against Los Angeles-based artist Mason Rothschild over whether his Meta Birkin NFTs constituted trademark infringement. The landmark case was followed closely by the fashion and Web3 communities alike, as those with skin in the game looked to the verdict as a potential indicator for future disputes. What does Hermès's victory mean for the value of the existing Meta Birkin's NFTs and future NFTs overall? For many, the trial has confirmed digital art, fashion, and NFTs carry weight and can be considered virtual stand-ins for physical products. News source: Vogue Business. Prabal Gurung was thinking deep this season. He installed a mirrored square runway reflecting an opulent blue light display at the main branch of the New York Public Library for a Fashion Week show exploring the Buddhist concept of anicca, or impermanence. In butterfly motifs, wool jackets and hues of vermilion, saffron, burgundy and dusty pinks, Gurung was thinking of his homeland, Nepal, where he hasn't been since before the pandemic. News source: The Darien Times. Chile Femtech Center, an entity under the Chile AI Lab Group, has launched a game-changing technology to improve healthcare for students in schools across Africa. With over 80% of schools in Africa lacking station doctors, Chile Femtech Center's new product offers a solution to ensure students have access to full-time online doctors. The new technology links schools with telemedicine equipment manufacturers who have technologies that are compatible with Chile's telemedicine artificial intelligence chatbot. News source: PML Daily. Designed to look modern rather than medical, the Overtone hearing aids are just about as stylish as high-fashion TWS earbuds. They sit comfortably around your ear, with a minimal design that features a small ear clip and a metallic disc that looks almost like a Neuralink implant. The Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids work to enhance your listening powers while being unapologetically visible. The individual earpieces hook to each ear and pair with your smartphone to let you set up your hearing profile. Once configured, the Overtone earpieces let you clearly listen to sounds around you, while Bluetooth connectivity allows you to take calls or listen to music, watch videos through the earpieces themselves. News source: Yanko Design. Looking at the fashion industry, McKinsey expects fashion companies to double investment in technology from 1.6% to 1.8% of their revenue in 2021 to between 3% and 3.5% by 2030. It says those fashion brands which fully integrate digital processes could cut by half the time it takes to get a product to market. That in turn could lead to an 8% rise in the sales of full-price goods, and a 20% drop in manufacturing costs. Those same forces are driving automation in the food retail sector, with companies investing in cleaning robots, electronic shelf edge labels, and in technology that helps them understand real-time stock levels and manage replenishment. News source: Freethink. The recent shift in social algorithms has had a significant impact on the world of Web3 influencers, allowing professionals to take back control and promoting the dissemination of accurate information. This positive change has contributed to the development of a more secure and reliable Web3 ecosystem and has provided a platform for a diverse range of voices and perspectives. Although social media platforms will continue to evolve and change, it is crucial to maintain and build upon this paradigm shift for the continued growth and success of Web3 technology. News source: Blockster. In an attempt to help them, Eindhoven-based PTTRNS helps fashion businesses digitize and better understand consumer needs to improve profitability, efficiency, and sustainability. To further develop its platform and expand its international customer base, PTTRNS secured €2 million in a seed funding round from ECFG, an independent fund manager that advises, guides, and invests in SMEs active in the business-to-business segment. Tech funding news. There are many predictions for the metaverse future. Ethan Cohen, CEO of Polyland, and Sean Kopainen, Chief Strategy and Marketing Officer at Hyber, agreed that brands will be one of the biggest players in the metaverse this year, driving user adoption on a much bigger scale. The adoption within general consumers will be driven by great immersive experiences, like being able to visit virtual stores and try things on avatars or doing training in an immersive world, Andy added. On the other hand, Sean Kopainen said, "You have three different companies that don't have a business relationship, utilizing the same technology and tools to provide an experience to users who can do whatever they want. The more of that you can get, the more value there is to the consumer." News source: Ready Player. That's it for the top news you need to know. If you want more of these tips, you can sign up to our newsletter at www.360fashion.net. Don't forget to turn on the notification so that you won't miss the latest news every week.
Are you interested in the future of fashion? 360 Fashion Network is using AR, augmented reality, to create virtual exhibitions. Our most recent exhibition was at the Dutch Design Week at the rooftops of the fashion tech firm. We showcased 6 robotic dresses in an interactive augmented reality virtual exhibition. Now you can download it to your location and see our robotic dresses. Just scan this QR code or go to the link ar.roboticdress.com and look for the View in AR button on the page. Using your mobile phone, when you click on that button, your camera will open and fashion models will teleport to your location. Try it today and comment your thoughts on ar.roboticdress.com.